Penny, thank you for sitting down with me here at the ISF World Seed Congress in Nice, France. You're chief executive for the British Society of Plant Breeders. How did you get into this whole plant breeding thing, and what gets you up in the morning?
Well, I've always really been in love with plants. I've always been fascinated by plants, right from when I was a small child. I used to go on walks in the countryside with my parents, and I'd really want to know what the names of all the wonderful wildflowers were that we were seeing. And that's really grown with me through my whole life. I found out more about plants. I found out how critical they are for everything in life, how they feed us, how they give us feed for our animals, how they can clothe us, how they can give us shelter, and even for the oxygen in the air that we breathe. And then it got even better because I discovered that there was a thing called plant breeding, and there were these people called plant breeders. And what they were doing was taking plants, which are already an incredible thing, and making them even better. So they were improving the yield, they were improving the disease resistance, they were improving the quality, and making these plants much more adapted to our human needs. And then I went to university, I studied botany, and this is going to date me a little bit, but this was about the time that plant molecular biology was first coming in. The first transgenic plants were being made. And for me, that was just an incredible wow moment. The possibilities of what could be done just seemed to be endless. So I thought about doing research. I did do research for a little bit. I actually turned out not really to be that good at it. And I don't think it was going to move either me forward or science forwards if I was going to stay in that. So I needed to look for something that was going to keep me close to the plants, but perhaps use my other skills. And a job at BSPB was advertised, and I read the advert and I thought, oh, I could do that. And so now I've been there for just over 20 years. So I think that was probably a right move at the time. And in terms of what gets me out of bed in the morning, well, it might sound a little bit corny to say it, but it's absolutely true. It's that I really do have the perfect job. It's a wonderful mixture of plants and politics and people. So I get out of bed in the morning, I go to work at my office with my fantastic team at BSPB, and we're supporting an industry which I genuinely, truly believe is making a difference in the world.
What does the BSPB look like today? Can you give us a quick snapshot of that?
The BSPB looks good today. We are in our 53rd year. We have 72 members, which is more than we've ever had before. And that's at a time when the industry is consolidating. So I'm quite proud of that. I'm very proud of our royalty collection schemes and our Farm Safe Seed Collection scheme. ISF did a study and they put the UK right up there at the top as one of the best countries to do plant breeding business. So I'm very, very proud of that. But of course, we don't really want to stand still. All the time, we're thinking strategically, we're looking to the future, the industry is evolving, and we want to make sure that we're offering our members the best services that are going to suit their needs.
Penny, I want to talk about a big issue that's on everyone's mind. Do a little psychological exercise with you. You know how psychologists sometimes do that ink blot test where you look at the ink blot and you tell them what it looks like to you? I want to do something similar, but with a word, and that word is Brexit. As a British plant breeder, how does it make you feel to hear that word, and why?
Looking at the ink blot question first. So my Brexit ink blot is of quite a sort of black nebulous cloud, which is rolling in from the horizon towards me. Every so often it just recedes a little bit, but then inevitably it comes on forward. And I know that at some point it is actually going to hit me as a reality. On a personal level, I feel quite sad about Brexit. I feel sad that the UK has chosen to leave the European Union. I did vote to remain. And when I'm here at ISF and I'm with a lot of my European colleagues from other EU countries, it does make me genuinely sad to think that although we will still work together, it'll never be quite the same as it was. And on a professional level, well, it makes me different emotions, really. It actually makes me frustrated and it makes me quite angry. Not so much the fact that we're leaving, but the fact that our politicians in the UK have spent the last 3 years when they could have been getting everything sorted out. They've spent it really playing party politics and looking for individual and personal gain rather than getting on and doing what's going to be best in terms of the country and what's going to be best in terms of businesses. So anger and frustration, I think, on a professional level.
Are your members prepared for Brexit? And what's your biggest concern, your biggest worry about that?
Our members, I think, are as prepared. Well, I hope they're as prepared as they can be. We've certainly worked flat out within BSPB right from the day after the referendum. I think we were on the phone to the Ministry of Agriculture straight after the referendum saying, hey, you do know about plant breeding. You do know what an integrated European industry it is. You do know about European plant variety rights. You do know about the Common Catalogue, all those things. And we've been really quite strong in representing our members' views to government and in bringing the information back. So we've made really sure to get that information out to our members as fast as we possibly can. They need to digest that information and decide what actions that they need to take. I think they were all very well prepared for the 29th of March, but then, of course, it didn't happen. So right now, it is quite difficult to be able to advise members on what they should be doing. I mean, that real issue now is the complete uncertainty. Are we leaving? When are we leaving? On what terms are we leaving? If we don't know what the end looks like, it's very, very difficult to plan, and it's very difficult to advise anybody on what they should do.
Is there still a chance of staying in the EU? And if not, what do British plant breeders have to do to prepare? And what should British seed companies do to prepare as well?
There's a very slim chance, I think, of Remain. It is one of the possible ways out of the mess, but very dangerous politically, very dangerous for the country. There would be 52% of the population who were the people who voted to leave, who would feel very disillusioned, very disenfranchised, very angry. And they would almost certainly want to vote out the current government at the earliest opportunity. So I think there are many dangers. It could potentially lead to the complete demise of the two-party political system in the UK. So it's a possibility, but I think it's probably a remote one. In terms of what the members or British breeders rather need to do in order to prepare now, I think the first thing I would suggest to them, perhaps rather cheekily, is that if they're not already members of the BSPB, they should consider joining us, because we have that access to government. We have that access to government officials and to ministers. So we can represent their views, and we can also bring them the latest news on Brexit and what's happening as it happens. Individual companies don't necessarily have that level of access because government doesn't have the resource to consult everybody. So if you're not a member of the association, we would very much welcome you to join. And then once you do have that information, then what you really need to do is look at your business model, look at the different scenarios, and work out how you're going to be sure that you have your intellectual property protection and you have your market access on both sides of the channel.
What are you working on right now that excites you the most in the world of plant breeding?
Oh, I think that has to be the whole story of gene editing. So the science is just incredible. So when I look at where plant breeding has come from. So people have often used this phrase to me that it originated with crossing the best with the best and hoping for the best, to having gotten now to the point at which we can make these very, very precise edits in individual genes. I mean, to me, that's just incredible evolution and deployment of the science that we have. So when I'm at home and I look in the fields now, I can see wheat and barley and sugar beet crops growing, and they're growing in their first year now without neonicotinoid seed treatments. But we haven't really yet got the resistant crop varieties that the farmers now clearly desperately need because they don't have the chemistry to help them avoid the problems from a lot of virus infection. Now, we've to me, it seems as though we've tied one hand behind the farmer's back. We've taken away his chemical options. We've said, oh, we can give you this. We can give you resistant varieties. We can give you them quicker if we can do this amazing new thing called gene editing. But by the way, we're not going to give you that either, because we're going to have some regulations that say that this is going to be unusable in Europe. So to me, it seems really bizarre that we're dependent completely on farmers for food production. We've now tied both of their hands behind their back. And what really excites me from what I'm doing on a personal level now is the ability to work at a national level, but also with colleagues here at ISF, to try to secure some form of regulatory reform so that our plant breeders are actually able to deploy this science and give the farmers and give the consumers these new products which they absolutely desperately need.
Thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you.